Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planets, Thursday, the 3rd of January. The sun is in Capricorn, ruled by Saturn. Planets are saying
anything really is possible.
Oh, good. Those planets.
Sun identity, beginning to amuse Neptune. Illusion, confusion, distortion, reality.
And that means something.
Yes, it does. Sometimes you take things at face value, sometimes you don't. At this juncture, though, try to be especially alert to nuance. In the climbing down and face-saving maneuvering being necessitated by currently emerging information, there could be a whole new set of non-facts thrust into the public domain that will require a whole new round of patience and fortitude to set or get the record straight. Also, while much can be achieved in your quest for the Holy Grail or long-term goal, getting there from here will likely require a good deal of concentration, imagination, and clear-sightedness. Therefore, if you are involved in situations about which you feel mildly to majorly ambivalent, it is absolutely in your interest to come to terms with your feelings before making critical decisions concerning how best to proceed. The good news, though, is that during the next few days, niggling details about your next best personal or professional move should begin falling into place. Give them time to land and recover from the steep drop before attempting to figure out the logistics of implementing them. For example, where do I park? What should I wear? Who will take care of the animals? Etc.
Okay. Signs particularly affected by the sun beginning to amuse Neptune.
Capricorn, Pisces, Leo.
And if one's birthday, 3rd of January.
Try to identify ways to streamline your routines, break out of ruts, modify patterns, and otherwise alter your day-to-day affairs so they don't consume an excess amount of your time. This will allow you to spend more mental and physical energy on involving yourself in those growth-inducing and curiosity-quenching pursuits that up to now you've been too busy for.
Okay, tomorrow, Daily Planets.